Hello, I'm Nancy Keystone, and I am here to narrate and try to guide you through the labyrinth of opera plots to the scenes that we're doing tonight. The first thing that we're doing is Don Mayo, we're doing the second act, and I'll give you a brief rundown of that story, and then we'll do the overture, and we'll be back to tell you about the scene later. Don Mayo by Mozart is an opera seria in three acts written in 1781. Before his big comic operas, this was his first full-length opera, big, large-scale opera, I'm sorry. It's an Italian baroque opera based on a classical story, and it's an adaptation of a French opera, Idomene, which was written in 1712. And it's a baroque opera, and the form was really transformed by Mozart in this instance in the following way. There's a blurring of the distinction between the aria and recitative. There's a very powerful use of chorus, and there's more psychologically based characters. Idomeneo is the king of Crete, and upon returning home from the Trojan War, he's caught in shipwreck. In exchange for the calm sea, he makes a vow to the god Neptune that he will sacrifice the first person he sees when he gets to shore. Unfortunately, the first person that he sees is his son, Idomante. Idomante has been waiting at least 10 years for his father to return to the war. And in the meantime, he's fallen in love with a young woman named Philia. She is a Trojan princess who was brought back to Crete by Idomeneo as a prisoner of war. Because he loves Philia so much, Idomante has freed all Trojans. There's another woman named Electra. She's the princess of Argos, and she's been banished to Crete because she and her brother killed her mother. He does not reciprocate her love. He has eyes only for Ilya. Ilya is secretly in love with Idomante, but she finds it very hard to admit to herself because he's the enemy. So she struggles with this, and she also grieves for her home and for her family. And now, Peter